This is Bailey.
Good morning, Bailey. It's Gail over at Local Splash.
Oh, hi, Gail. Hey, I am so sorry. My screen on my phone literally fell off. It was already, cracked, and I've had it replaced about every 2 weeks for the last couple months. So, because I'm very clumsy, and I drop my phone on a regular basis, and I guess yesterday it just decided to give up.
We have got to be sisters from another mister. I am the biggest klutz. I mean, if it's on the floor for me to trip over, I'm going to trip over it every time.
You can. I can look at something and be like, I'm not going to trip on that, and then still
trip
on it.
Yeah, then you still... Me too.
Yeah.
Weird.
I
wow.
Know, that is weird.
Yeah. No worries. I assumed that something must have gone sideways for you. So I did.
At least it was just a phone, right? So.
Yeah, exactly. It could have been worse.
It could have absolutely been worse.
Wow. All right.
I could have had to go to the DMV. You know that?
That's always. And they're always so mean there.
They really are. I try to crack jokes to them just to see if, like, I can get a reaction. It doesn't work.
Same. I do. Uh-huh.
They're awkward jokes.
Yeah. Somehow that nut just does not get cracked. I don't know.
Yeah,
but. All right. We're all caught up. We're to billing now. I think, yes. Yes, we need to get you into billing. Okay. So, let me find my destructions here again. That's not it. There they are. I knew I kept them up. Okay. Ta-da, did that. Okay. So, yes, would you have gotten texts that I sent you yesterday or emails or both?
So, I've got the emails. I don't have any of my text messages that were on my old phone.
Gotcha. Okay, so let me do this. I'm going to catch you back up on those so that you've got all my contact info and everything. So, I'll resend those quick. So, in other words, I'm going to blow up your phone like a bad old boyfriend.
Let's do it. I hate my bad old boyfriend still hit up my phone, too, so.
Oh, dude. All right, so there's two. And then let me grab, you need to do call tracking info. Send you that one. And then you need Google Guaranteed app. Come here. Oh, I know you're on here. There we go. And I think the Google Guaranteed app should have also been I did email that to you. So I'm texting it to you too so that you've got it both ways. And then let's see. Now, get you into billing so you can enter credit card info. All right, so I need to send you your login credentials. Come in. All right. And I'll text those to you. And then, that's probably easier by email, isn't it? For you to log in. Okay, I'll do that. And it's just going to be a not fancy message. I'm just going to dump in a link and your login credentials. And then you should be able to log in and you'll be able to enter payment that way.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. All right. No subject line. It's on its way. Did it make it to you? And then when you click that link, you might have to tell me what it... Oh, what it's doing and what it says for where you're at. See if I get you to the right place. Did that email make it to you?
Yes, it did.
Awesome. Is it, what's it doing? Did it let you log in there? So what did it do?
Oh, I wanted to ask you, is there a way for me to do the training today at a different time today?
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I'm sorry. Is there a way for me to do the training at a different time today?
Sure, absolutely. We can move that. No problem.
I forgot that I have a dentist appointment. Oh, I'm in. I have a dentist appointment today.
Oh, you know, I always forget about. I forget about mine too, all the time.
Any personal appointments, I always forget. Business, I'm great.
Well, and I bail too. I mean, if I'm busy and I have a doctor appointment, a dental appointment, I'll bail on it because. Sorry. Other stuff sometimes comes first.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's get you through that, and then I'll get back into the other system, and we'll change your appointment. That's not a problem at all. Okay, so you're in. What does the screen look like? What's it telling you?
It says local / terms of experience.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to walk you through the clicks on that part because I have to read it to you anyway. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox, and then it'll ask you to type your name as it appears above, so capitals in the right places. I can't believe your phone just fell apart. That's a wow. You really have it hard on it.
Yeah. I mean, I should send you a picture. It's hilarious.
You actually should. I'd love to see it.
I will. Oh, I typed my capitals. Typed right.
Did it let you through?
No, it's not wanting to let me in.
That's strange.
I know I'm dyslexic, but I don't. there's only one box?
Just the one box you need to type in.
And then I click the I certify that I'm authorized.
Yeah. And then does it do anything for you?
Mm-mm. Let me try.
Weird.
I certify. Signature does not match.
Huh. Let me see. B-A-I-L-L-E, sorry, B-A-I-L-E-E, King.
Mm-hmm.
It should match. Goofy thing. What is it doing? And that should be right. I'm going to call in help here. Somebody else come in and look at it and see what it's doing or not.
That's super weird.
All right, he's not answering. I'm going to try somebody else. Somebody answer me.
Kimber, seriously, my dog just came and sat on my head.
What's that?
My dog just came and sat on my head, so.
Oh, what kind of dog do you have?
I have two golden retrievers.
Oh, they are beautiful dogs. We had a golden, oh gosh, years ago when our daughter was a baby. What a sweetie he was. Oh my gosh.
They are, they're the best.
They're such love bugs too.
Yeah. I have the mama, and then I kept one of her babies when she we did a litter of puppies because they all the dogs except for one stayed in the family. She had eight, and so all seven of the other puppies, besides the one I have too, all went to family members. And then, so we get to see all of the puppies. The only one that we don't get to see, he actually is in training to be a service dog for a veteran.
That's awesome. Oh, wow.
So,
even your dogs are giving back. My gosh.
Exactly.
Wow. And, you know, I've got to applaud you too. Yesterday when your phones went down I finally went, oh, duh, I'll message her on Facebook. Maybe I'll get a hold of her that way. I was looking through some of the events and things that you'd posted and done. Amazing work. Really, Bailey. That is just awesome.
Thank
that
you
is
so
awesome.
Much.
You're welcome.
We are super, we love what we do. We really do.
It shows.
Thank you.
You bet. Waiting for somebody to answer me. I think he's looking actually in the account. See what's going wrong here. And you can't give me the credit card info to put in.
No, they will not be happy with that.
I got you. No worries. Okay, come on, guys.
I trust you, but they don't trust anybody.
I don't blame you. I really, I don't blame them. Truly, there's a lot of garbage out there to sift through.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm actually going to have my supervisor whisper in my ear, so I'll be talking back to him for just a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. I see. I think he's coming on anyway. Yes, I've got Bailey on with me. Hi, Chris. Yes. So her billing is all set up already. It's just not working to get her into her dashboard. It takes her to the terms and conditions first, she's typing her name. Go ahead. And that's something that's odd too. When she types her name into the TNC, it rejects it. Thanks, Amy. I've got Chris in my ear. Wow, Bailey, the whole cavalry arrived. I had two people.
Oh, everybody's wanting to help.
Yeah. Yeah, B-A-I-L-E-E-K-I-N-G. She's typing it exactly, and it doesn't do anything. Goes nowhere. Oh, and Bailey, you checked the little checkbox above it too, right? Where you type. Okay. Yep. She says she clicked it.
The I certify button.
And Bailey, thank you for your patience.
Of course. I have a 2-year-old. I've got a ton of it.
Right. Yeah, she did all that, and it just doesn't go anywhere. It's like we can't get past that TNC. Thank you. Oh, weird, it won't work. Okay. Okay. And then is it going to be the same login that was given yesterday, that SEM video? Okay. All right. Let's give it a try. So, Bailey, I'm texting you, and I'm also going to email that link to you. I'm going to have you close out of what you're in now, and then I'm going to have you go back in. I'm sending you the link. And then your login credentials again, and we're going to try it again. There we go. Okay. Perfect. All right. So that email's on the way to you too. No subject line again. Let's see what it does. And then Chris, once, if we, assuming she gets in her dashboard, where does she go from there? Okay. Got it. Oh, actually, you know what? I've got it. Perfect. I got him. Yep, good. What's it doing for you, Bailey?
I just got it, so.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, perfect. Billing information.
Is it gone?
There we go. Okay. Look, it took me to the billing.
Send you where?
To the billing. So.
Perfect. So in the upper right-hand corner, I think I got it, Chris. I appreciate your help. All right. Bye. I will. Thank you. All right. So you should have, we call it a hamburger, the three lines in the upper right-hand corner.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh. Did you find the little hamburger?
I am, it took me to a payment page.
Okay. And it, does it say, let's see, what's it asking for?
All of my card info.
Okay, gotcha. So we're in the right place.
Perfect.
Everything working all right? And, you know, it's actually okay. This is the first time I've had to go through all these steps. So I really am so happy to have somebody that's patient to go through all this. I appreciate it.
There's nothing worse than that. I completely understand. I was new to the roofing industry and knew nothing. And I mean, everybody's got to learn somehow.
Right.
Anything you do.
Yeah, and it's a rare thing for us to do this. So I really do appreciate your patience.
All right. So you said how much is going to be, so this is the initial fee, and then how much is it monthly?
So monthly is $349. And actually, your total, I think, should show as $648. I think I said $698 yesterday, and that was wrong. Somewhere it saved you $50, and I'm not going to dispute it.
Thank you. So if I'm already doing Facebook ads, do I still need to pay the $100 a month for it?
I would actually recommend not doing any more Facebook ads. Let us go ahead and get them up for you. That way we can target them. And our ad writers for Facebook are amazing. They'll get you better results and they'll save you money. So I wouldn't do both.
Okay. I'm going to go cancel that real quick before, because they'll ask me.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And so, let's see, we won't go in there until after your onboarding call. So you do have a little bit of time. You don't need to, I mean, you can cancel it when we're done too, if that's easier for you.
Or if
it's easier to do it now so that you.
Well, yeah, I'm just so that they, and I want to see how much, because do you know the average amount of reaches and stuff that come from it? Because we're averaging about $30 an ad.
Okay.
Reaching around 6,000 people.
Gotcha. That's actually, let's do this. Let's ask your technician when we do your onboarding call. We can always adjust this. I mean, we can take the Facebook out if we need to. And they'll be able to tell you where we're targeting and ask you the demographic that you want to target to.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's paid.
All right, let me see if it updated. There it goes. All right, so you should have two more emails on the way to you. And the one we need is local/initial invoice. Oh, actually, you already did that. We don't need to do that part. Never mind. You'll have a receipt on the way to your inbox. So all we've got left to do is the voice verification, and that's required of us as from Google. So it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So what this is outlines the services that we're going to provide for you. And, okay. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Core 4 Roofing.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Bailey King, Marketing Director and Sales Manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Of course.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts, such as TikTok, LinkedIn, whatever the next social might be, during the term of this non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, November 16th, 2022, in the discounted non-remote fundable amount of $648. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $349, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 16th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. And we need to move your appointment. I almost forgot. So let's see what we've got. Get that screen back up here.
Great. Let me think of, like, that's literally what I was just thinking of. Because I was looking at my calendar.
Let's see. So we've got you for this afternoon. Looks like
if there's anything else later in the afternoon today, I could do it as well.
We could do your regular onboarding call. Let me see. We could do that at 3, but we'd have to move your Google Guarantee onboarding call to tomorrow. Might be better if we do it tomorrow. Just by the look, today's kind of crunched. Tomorrow, though, we've got every hour on the hour open, if that would work for you.
Yeah, that's fine. What time?
Up to you. What would work best for you?
I would say probably anywhere from noon to, 3 o'clock.
Okay. Let's grab noon. Tomorrow, Thursday already. All right, so I'm resending the first calendar to you. Oh, what did I, there it is. I thought I screwed something up. We're good. And then I gotta change the date, and good, that all looks good. And then let's do your Google Guaranteed right after. So I'll move that one. So that's gonna be tomorrow. Yes, machine, I know. It's warning me. Are you sure? Oops. I goofed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I goofed that. There we go. I'm going to have to resend that second one. There we go. All right. So this The second one, the GGCI, the first one I sent you was incorrect, so I sent you a new one. I had it off by a half hour, but at least I caught it in time. Did it work for you?
I'm still waiting.
Waiting for emails. My gosh. So much waiting for emails. Still nothing.
Not yet.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, good. I was starting to think, man, what's its hold up? Kind of funny, our machines today. Mine has been uncooperative all morning. Even my phone system was uncooperative this morning, too. Kind of funny.
It is. At least we can laugh about it, though.
I know. But, you know, yesterday things were just so goofy with, like, all of my systems. I just had to laugh at the end of the day. I mean, really, it was almost comical. And then your phone falling apart. I mean, it was all just like, yeah, it was funny by the end of the day.
It was. It was definitely, like a Monday, Tuesday.
Yep. And you know, you kind of just have to roll with it. I mean, stuff happens and you just, it's not anything that's not fixable. So, you know,
yeah,
no crying.
I'm like, okay, God, this is what we're doing today. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you for my jokes today.
You're right. Who says God doesn't have a sense of humor?
Oh, you can have some. He has the best sense of humor.
He does.
That's my best friend. I talk to him all day long.
Oh, I know. I do too. This morning, I usually do training in the morning. I'll listen to something educational. And this morning, I'm like, nope, I'm listening to my Jesus music this morning, and I did.
And
today is going better than yesterday.
KSBJ. Thank you, Janet. It's called KSBJ in Houston. And that's what my radio stays on a radio.
I'm going to have to.
Unless I am listening to, like, a podcast or something, because I do. And I also, listen to a little bit of stand-up comedy because, you know, why not?
Oh, that's a great idea. I never listened to that. I should. Wow.
Yeah,
I like
you
that.
Like stand-up, I 10 out of 10 recommend.
I bet I would love it. I bet I'd love it. Well, all right, Bailey, you're all set on this end. Anything you need from me before I let you back to your day, hon?
No. I think that's it. And then we'll do the call tomorrow. And
yep. I will call you tomorrow and we'll get you going on everything there.
Perfect. Gail, you're amazing.
Right.
And you can add me
so
as a Facebook friend.
I will.
I sent you another message today off of my personal, I think.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. I will go over there and accept it. And I think I did a like already on your guys' page too. Also, I always do, a congratulations post on my Facebook, and I link it to yours. So watch for that to come too.
Oh, sweet. Thank
you
so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very welcome. All right, Bailey, you enjoy the rest of your day, and I so appreciate your patience and your trust and your time.
Thank you. I appreciate everything you do too. So thank you.
No problem. Absolutely. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.